On the eve of training camp here with John Elway. And John, what is it like heading into camp as a Super Bowl champ? So I know you did it as a player, but is it tough to find that hunger, or is there more expectations, or what's the struggle?
You know, I think, especially this year, I think that, we're kind of ready to get back to work and start working on the, defending it. I think that it's been a tremendous offseason, and I think that, as a football team, we're a better football team, even though, we had our ups and downs with it, but we, coming out the other end, we feel like we got a better football team, which is the key thing. So, I think that's why we're ready to get going. I think there's always, you get to the point where there's so much talking about who's going to, can we do it, can we not, this and that, it's exciting to get back on the field and start proving what we can do.
Get back to some football there. Of course, all the eyes will be on the quarterback position. Are you looking forward to seeing a good competition there, or would you rather see somebody emerge quicker rather than later?
I think it's going to be a good competition. I think, with Mark Sanchez, he obviously leads with experience and has had success in this league and had a good offseason. Trevor Siemian had a good offseason also, just being a young guy, and then with Paxton coming in. So I think, with those three guys in there, they're all going to get opportunities. And so hopefully one of them, comes out of that. But I think, we got a good group, and whoever does come out of that group, I think is going to help us a lot.
Aside from the quarterback position, is there any other spot that you're looking forward to seeing some good competition there?
Well, I think that's one of the good things about having a good football team is you have a lot of good areas. Offensive line, we've got some turnover there. So, we're going to have a good competition. The offensive line, with Russell Okung coming in, as well as Donald Stevenson at the tackle position. And we've got a lot of young guys, Schofield and Zambrio inside, Max Garcia, and, Matt Paris at center. And so we've got some of that other guys that we've signed that, will create that competition. So that's an area that we've got to get better. And I think that, we've got the people to be able to do that.
A big signing from the offseason, Von Miller coming in. Now that the deal is out of the way and he can focus on football, is it time for him to just earn that contract now out there?
Yeah, he's done a lot of good things since he's been here. And so we're glad that we were able to work it out, and he's going to be a Bronco for another 6 years. And obviously there's going to be high expectations because we saw what he can do and we know what he can do. And so, we deserve the contract, and we're glad that we're able to pay him that. And now we just, as you said, the expectations are high. And he's aware of that and knows that. And I think that, we'll see Von have a great year.
Last one from me here. The last few training camps, we've seen you bring in a player. Are you happy with how the roster is, or are you always keeping an eye on the rest of the league?
We're always looking. We're always trying to get better. And so I think as we get into the training camp, and then really, once you get into pads, you find out a lot more about players. Once we get into pads, you can run around with no pads all the offseason, and you can like some different guys, but until you put the pads on, you find more out about what they're about. And so that's when we'll start seeing it. But we're always looking around, trying to find a way to get better.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing them put on the pads in a couple of days here. Yeah. So thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Thanks.